Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, here we go. I'm missing the college Super Bowls. Explanations in Sci-Fi is a convoluted, squirrely kind of a title, but it fits. First thing you got is insinuation. And in case anybody out there is ignorant of what an insinuation is, that means when you tell somebody they're dirty, rotten, low-down, and high-smelling, you don't say that exactly. You just hint at it real strong. When they get the, they'll get the odor. That produces an opening for somebody to put that sort of thing in. But what's going to go in there? And filling things out, my. What you going to fill out? Well, it ain't a job application. That's more obvious. That's been proven that nobody's really interested in that. Editor's letter. The week, November 5th. Oh, it's expired. Can't use it. Editor's letter. Over the past decade, Facebook and Bitcoin want number one and two. Two branches of the same stream. In finance, democratization initially meant cutting the power of banks and brokerages. Now, Bitcoin devotees routinely talk of taking down the Federal Reserve and the nation state. You might find that a difficult proposition. Hashtags trending on Facebook, not the old news networks, but that define the national mood and set the agenda. The gatekeepers are hanging on for dear life. And they're hoping they can keep up. The joke in the media business has been that the industry now has one editor-in-chief, Twitter. When they're gone, we'll miss them. But as they go, what fills it? What goes into that opening and fills things out? They rush in con artists and professional manipulators. Ooh, wonderful people, I'll bet. Facebook, conspiracy mongers around the world have mastered the art of gaming the algorithm with polarization as their prime product. Think about it. This is all fun and games, of course. Facebook. Excuse me. My. These days, the market for certainty is very thin. And that's why these people chum for new subscribers. These days, the market for certainty is very thin. Now, I would have thought that the Dems would have got the message, but they didn't get it. They said they're going to pass this thing, but then they couldn't have a vote because there wasn't enough votes and all. Pelosi's, I bet Pelosi's got a real problem in some places. And betting on the center holding can feel very lonely. Now, the centrists or the centrist take on things can be summed up, and this is not a political thing, but more of a funny. And this comes from National Review, November 1st. Who? And they got a listing of things and stuff that went on and all this other stuff. And the first one is usually the funniest. Well, I think this hits the nail on the head. Anyone who doesn't believe inflation is out of control should see what Hunter Biden is getting, is charging for a painting. Holy moly. Yeah. Among other things, that too. Now, there's a lot of people that disagree with me going through magazines and whatnot. But this is something that y'all need to pick up on, pay attention to. And I would tell you to go get a copy of the magazine. Um, hits the nation. And it covers 11, 1 through 8 this year. Oh, my goodness. Try this one. Nuclear hair triggers. We should not allow anybody to have the capability to set off a nuclear weapon and shoot it at them, even if they're enemies. Doesn't matter. Oh, really? Be sure and tell China and Russia and India and everybody else that. Oh, boy, I tell you, some of these liberals haven't got the brains of a dead titmouse. Now, title of this is Stateless Nation. Stateless Nationalists. Ooh. My. So, due to the editor's letter, think about this very carefully. When? Why, then, are hundreds of politicians from almost half the world's countries so down on their homeland that they've resorted to hiding their money elsewhere? Question. Ooh. We had a thing similar to the Pandora Papers dumped on Facebook, and Facebook deserted every bit of the somebody wiping their whatever's on it as they have wiped their whatever's on us. More than 330 political scalps. These more than 330 political scouts are the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists' latest gift to the world, a gigantic data lake known as the Pandora Papers, reveals the offshore machinations of the world's most powerful and well-connected individuals. It's talking about offshore bank accounts and the fact that these turkeys is hiding their lunch money in there. Now, number three, there's one and two and three, and they all got stars. How about if we dispense with the notion that there is something sacred about the nation, we can see it for what it is, a tool for the ruling and corporate classes to divide and conquer everyone else. I would tell you they've been doing a pretty good job of it, right up until the election in Virginia. And if you guys don't get a red flag waving in the background somewhere in there on that one, crawl back in your cave and live there for a while. If a king, the most literal type of sovereign, won't put his money where his monarch is, shouldn't we conclude that the nation state is dead? Oh, what a crock of crap. I told him no. That's my answer. Why? Well, we had a little thing called the Nation States Project, and we made each state in the United States a sovereign nation. It's all duly registered and all that. Now, yeah, that's right. I've been working at some things in the background. Now, most of us live in a world of borders and nations and the jerks who run them. Hey, Sleepy Joe, somebody just said hello. Listen to this carefully. The nation state, for those people, is therefore an indispensable fiction. If you blow up nationhood, tout court, and it ain't tort, it's tout court, then you can no longer exploit the sovereignty of the Cayman Islands, or indeed of the U.S., to get an anonymous bank account and break on capital gains. The nation state is dead. Long live the nation state. Anyway, they've been having outings of this sort of thing on a variety of different channels, and those channels, surely. Well, they presented factual things. Athlete activism. So what? You know? Now, does everybody feel like they've been lied to, screwed over, or screwed with, and that sort of thing? Morbid symptoms. As you heard, Facebook knows how bad it is. Whistleblower testimony proves that the social media giant is harmful and dishonest. You mean like all corporations, including the United States? Oh, yeah, I just said so. Facebook is now in the same position as tobacco companies that knew smoking causes cancer. And you know what Facebook's saying? So what? The Facebook files. And you got a special exemption. No, whitelist of figures who had immunity from normal enforcement rules. In other words, they come out there on Facebook and do any damn thing they please. And it don't matter if it costs people lives or what. The lessons of the Facebook files is that the company cannot be trusted to regulate itself. And it operates as a public utility. Therefore, I would suggest that the FCC go in and change the rules of operation in terms of treating all these companies with kid gloves and being nice and all that. Why don't you just simply change them over to a utility and then regulate the crap out of them? They can't handle it. Maybe somebody can handle it for them. If somebody wants to be on a board, I'm sure they can find that. Ooh, shifting goalposts. American Rescue Plan. They're trying to vote on that. Media ran in seemingly endless interviews with fast food employees and said that people aren't willing to come back to work while they were receiving the expanded unemployment benefits. That's not exactly true because they cut them off. They didn't come back to work anyway. They have had enough of that. Shows that ending the program did not increase job growth. Ooh. Now you get the supply chain. You got housing costs. You extended unemployment and shit. The speed at which the media simply moves from one critique to the next without pausing to examine them should worry us, really. And you have the American Rescue Plan. They're going to try to shove it up your whatevers. Oh, by the numbers, they get a little tiny box here. Number of people expelled by the Trump administration under Title 42, a public health provision used to deny asylum seekers due process. I don't know who wrote that. I don't know who put the due process on there. They don't have any due process because they have no legal standing. 464,000. Approximately number of people expelled by the Biden administration since February 2020 using Title 42. Try 700,000. Ooh. Number of Haitians deported by the Biden administration, 6,000. It just keeps going. This is beautiful. How to, and this is on the cover, how to talk about race. Well, if it wasn't racist, I wouldn't worry about it. But how not to talk about race ain't covered in here. Everything else is. The right wants to convince America that critical race theory is a sinister program of indoctrination. It is, and anybody that teaches it is violating part of the Constitution, where it says you don't subject people to cruel and unusual punishment, and that's where you screwed up. You come after the kids. Guess what? ain't no mama bear gonna put up with that. Daddy bear is even worse. Daddy bear is liable to come armed. Mama bear not so much. But this thing is racist. And Patricia Williams knows it. Oh, University of Distinguished Professor of Law and Humanities and Director of Law, Technology, and Ethics at Northeastern University. You need to go hide in a basement like like the president you love so much. Why do I say that? Well, it's very simple. Who do you think is fostering the greatest racism going? Our illustrious president. That's what I said. And no amount of critical race theory has become whatever the world-creating powers of Tucker Carlson and CPAC and QAnon say it is. It's Marxist. Got that right. Oh, boy. The thing is, everybody's been lied to. Now, on that explanation of the that one talking point, I jumped around a little bit, but those are in the article. It find out about half of what people think in terms of the direction they're misled in. Turns out to be in the article in some form or another. And this is critical thinking. It deals with literature. And if you're not a literature person, you'd be in trouble to keep up or catch up or figure it out. That's why I did that. Stateless nationalists. Now, what I want you to think about is we have a lot of people that are nationalists, and they're trying to tell us we don't have no home anymore. Well, that isn't exactly true. But the people that are getting away with this, they're the ones that own it and run it. I want you to consider that very carefully. Consider that very carefully. Don't keep your money in the bank. Ridiculous. Say close the bank, turn the lights off. How are you going to get your money? Oh, I can write a check. It's in my chair now. Really? Okay. Oh, guess what? They got a thing called CheckX, or checks. CHEX. And it will check on what you've got to see whether or not the money's in there. Well, what does that do for everybody? Just one thing. If the lights is off, the phone don't get answered, and that sort of thing, they can't prove, you hear me, prove that the money's in there. They can't validate it. You say it is. So what? Who cares if you say it is? Well, it's like this one here, how Facebook amplifies anger and lies. We have to read it to see. You want the real skinny? The real skinny is very simple. And whistleblowers have filed numerous complaints with the Securities and Exchange Commission, should have been with the SEC as well, arguing that the company misled investors with a rosier picture of the company than they knew to be true. Oh, you mean they lied to people to get them to invest? Oh, my goodness. Oh, they're terrible. Ah. The damaging revelations have renewed lawmakers' resolve to crack down in Silicon Valley. Yeah, I've heard that before. Across the aisles, calls for change are getting louder. Oh, well, maybe talk might mean something. It remains to be seen whether anger will actually translate into action. Think about that. Democrats near deal on social spending bill. Oh, no, they ain't. They said they were again, but they didn't have no vote. Now, here's supply chain shortages in a Target store in Denver. Just showing the shelves empty. Are we buying too much stuff? No. That's not the problem. The problem is that people refuse to do certain types of work any longer. And the reason they refuse is because a combination of things has transpired. One, the working conditions suck canal water badly. You get no respect. You work a lot of overtime. Oh, and some of them companies like to take you off of the time clock so they don't have to pay you. You know, just wonderful people. And you feel, you eventually, it doesn't take very long usually, feel like Mr. Machine. Put the box there, put the box there, you know. Anybody with a mind wouldn't put up with that. Oh, boy. France versus Amazon. France has passed a law mandating a minimum fee for book deliveries in its latest attempt to protect independent bookstores from Amazon's low-price competition. Amazon not getting it done. My. German woman who joined ISIS was sentenced this week to 10 years in prison for crimes against humanity over her role in the murder of a 5-year-old Yazidi girl in Iraq. Oh, they're catching up with somebody. My. Sudan protests against a coup. Thousands of pro-democracy protesters took to the streets of Sudan this week after the country's military dissolved the power-sharing government, arrested civilian leaders, and declared a state of emergency. Chinese and Russian ships menace Japan. Attack on U.S. officials believe that Iran was behind a drone attack last week on an American outpost in Syria. I want you to remember that one. That should be a little stickler, reminder. And Fauci still lying. A cover-up of Wuhan research. Still no lab action as the Wuhan Institute of Virology causes the COVID-19 global pandemic. Yes, we do. And Ashley Rue know for certain that there was a cover-up. Lawrence DeBeck, Deputy Ethics Chairman of the National Institute of Health, admitted last week to Congress the agency directly funded research at the Wuhan lab in 18 and 19. And it includes gain of function. Oh, yeah, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the NIH EcoHealth President Peter Daszak still insists coronavirus research was limited and did not create anything close to what they're talking about. Well, you guys are liars because you all knew about it. Did Fauci, Daszak, and other government scientists aggressively dismiss lab leak theories as nonsense because they wanted to avoid intense public scrutiny of EcoHealth's dangerous research? The answer is yes to that. And the reason he's lying on the stand is because he wants to cover his own ass, just like the congressman said. To the filibuster of democracy. That's a BS lie. And unifying magic of small talk. Well, whisper in a wife's ear and get yourself situated properly. Yeah. Vaccine fakers regret their lies. Oh, no, they don't. A lot of them got away. And you guys don't have the intelligence to catch them. Russia. Here's some. This is, I remember, November 5th this year, in the week, Russia, a new era of hostility with NATO. That's an old, stale piece of news. They didn't have anything else. They used that for filler. South African government has coddled military veterans for far too long, said Farrell Habashi. And now they're taking hostages. Ooh. Oh, the Virginia election. A harbinger for midterms? Yes, it is. Youngkin won by 3 points no less. What's neat? Police fighting vaccine mandates. Almost everybody who is part of a union is fighting the mandates. Why? Because the federal government has no legal standing to implement such things. Think about that very carefully. Free speech for me, not for thee. Huh? Sounds like MIT to me. It is. Right wingers across the country are now banning schools from teaching critical race theory, which has come to mean anything about America's history of racism, including Alice Walker's fiction. That's a lie. Yeah, they ought to teach the whole thing. They ought to show what it was like and explain it to, if they can, and see where it goes. Everybody should be educated in this. Oh, my. Chicago's Police Union Chief John Catanzara, a Trumpist figure, has defended the actions of January 6th insurrectionists, claims half the city's cops have quit in response to Mayor Lori Lightfoot's vaccine mandate. It ain't hers. It's Biden, Biden, Biden. I got one cartoon I thought was pretty good. This guy in a suit of armor, and he's got weapons in his hand. The old lady sitting in a comfy chair. She was reading a book. She looked up and saw him and says, going to the school board meeting? Decoupling LinkedIn disconnects from China. LinkedIn disconnects? No. China kicked them the hell out, along with Yahoo and a few others that didn't want to toe the line. Oh, who was first in America? Well, they say the Vikings, they get a date of 1021. I hate to tell you, but that is kind of stale. People came to America long before that and established trade and all this other stuff, commerce and everything else that went with it. I just want you guys to get the feeling of this. Now, here you go. The Baldwin shooting, a reckoning for Hollywood. No. What is live ammo doing on a set of a movie where you're going to be firing guns that are going to be pointed at people that you don't want to, that you don't want to shoot? Electric vehicle Tesla surges in value on a rental car deal. That rental car deal ain't done yet. When it gets done, maybe. Beijing goes after Evergrande mogul. They said for him to use his own fortune. They got about four or five others in the same situation. Watch and see if they don't tell him the same. That taxes. So the IRS check your bank balance. Never, never. Not unless they want to come totally clean with theirs. Ooh. Now, I'm going to get to Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies here in a minute. Age of corporate superpowers. None of the big companies before had the pervasive global presence of today's tech firms. Tech firms, not states, guide how people spend their time, what professional and social opportunities they pursue, and what they think. Ooh, does that sound like mind control to you? Does to me. And yeah, they're guilty. Oh, tech utopians like Elon Musk, CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, feel no pressure. Oh, boy. Pushing tech in that direction? Oh, increasingly conceivable scenario. Techno-utopians capitalize on widespread disillusionment with governments. They have failed to create prosperity and stability, and an oft-predicted erosion of the state finally comes to pass. Corporations are no longer pawns that governments can't move around on a geopolitical chessboard. They're the main players. Do you really realize what that means? I'm going to quit smoking. Now, I haven't got to the sci-fi yet, but it's coming. And you're gonna be surprised. Now, I covered this thing. Here's Garland issued a memorandum to the FBI and federal prosecutors across the country about the alleged threats against school. The memo, which directs the FBI to meet the state and local officials about the matter, is clearly meant to send a message to the parents who have been showing up at school board meetings to protest critical race theory, trans radicalism, and mask mandates. No foundation in law. You hear me? The school boards are scared to death. Well, next time the school board wants to object or play games with your kid's head, get a copy off the internet of your parental rights. It's federal law. Look it up. It's there. Present them with it and tell them that they're going to have that for lunch for years if they don't cut the crap. Because they've gone to great lengths to excuse this abusive behavior. Ooh. In the public restrooms. Ruder foreign policy becomes inevitable when people are deprived of political power. Protesters are shut out of a supposedly democratic process. Could spare herself these assaults easily. That's the senator at cinema. Just passed Biden's agenda already. No. Next, if anybody follows somebody into their bathroom, I don't care where it is, public or what, that person, it's real simple to get rid of that person. Walk out of the stall and whiz all over them. Fill their shoes. I guarantee you they will leave. Nobody's going to stand around and stand for that. Here's some fun. Certain Dinglebat said something about McAuliffe. Said something about parents should have anything to say. What goes on in schools? Oh, really? Now you ain't got nothing to say about it at all. You've been put told to take a walk, go flip burgers. Now, administratively, President Biden has nominated Marxist a crackpot to be the controller of the currency. Professor Zohar Amariv teaches at Cornell Law and is the author of, among other titles, Karl Marx Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. A paper she currently is trying to hide from inquiring senators. Get some copies and spread it all over the place. Put it on the internet and just let her go. Overtly radical or recognition of the Federal Reserve that would nationalize the U.S. banking system, make the federal government and its organs the ultimate public platform for allocating financial resources. Well, that, and plus they want to see how much you spend in those. I want the Scandinavian-style child care assistance program, socialists. She's one of those nationalized the means of production socialists. Why don't you keep her in a private thing? Taxpayers once again will be required to fund the country's top abortionists, Planned Parenthood, and all that. Now the money flows again. Ooh, you know, it keeps going. Now, this is something that is going to affect a lot of people. Google announced that it will demonetize content on YouTube and its other platforms that contradicts the scientific consensus around the existence and causes of climate change. No legal standing to do that. De Blasio attacks, and good old New York City has decided. The apparent goal is to have New York City schools fail all kids equally. Think about that. Think about having somebody taking the bull by the horns and taking care of it. Oh, boy. He goes on and on. I'm just kind of leafing through a couple of things here. And we're going to get to this hi-fi. You're going to love that. I'm sure everybody has a favorite old sci-fi movie. War of the Worlds or the anti-China left. Worries about racism are prompting tolerance of totalitarian government. Really? They want to, that's what they're trying to do here. They want a totally totalitarian government in charge of everybody's business, and you don't get to have a say about it. And acute cognitive dissonance is actively disabling the principles and institutions of a once free enterprise. This ultimately springs from a divergence between ideologies and practices of capitalism. Ooh. Wordy, ain't it? Why China is winning the war for high tech. It isn't contrary to popular belief in that article. Let's see here. I don't think I've got anything more than the sci-fi left. I may have one or two that I've noted. But most of the stuff that you get, I don't care how you get the information, most of that stuff is BS, horse hockey, some that does not equate. And by not equating, I mean something that does not fit with what has transpired and is going on. Now I'm going to dump all three of these. Oh, boy. Oh. I'm going to find a song and take a break for a minute. And here's what the problem with Facebook and all those others is. Right here, it's stated in this song. Listen up. We'll be right back. Yeah. Now, let me ask you something. Has anybody out there got a favorite sci-fi thing? Like, I noticed that people that don't have any imagination like The Walking Dead. And yet you don't really grasp what science fiction is. You get a science fiction movie comes out, and what's funny is it predicts the future a lot of the time, or tells you what's been going on. Now, everybody has heard of the Terminator, I'm sure. Guess what? What would you do if that was no longer science fiction? Think about it. Would you believe that that stuff, in a form or another, has been being played out? Everybody's heard of drones. They know what the drones are. Well, did you try this one out? They've had it in practice, actually using it and testing it and making sure it works the way it is supposed to, since well before this date. And this is a date of fact. It's a date that comes from history. Curtis, N2C-2. In 1938, now think about the date, 1938, an unpiloted U.S. Navy Cutlass N2C-2 fledgling dive-bombed the battleship USS Utah. A human operator observed the N2C-2 from a distance and steered it using radio. Guess what? Popular Mechanics, you can get one at most places. Autonomous drones have attacked humans. This is a turning point. Now, around March 2020, the longstanding trope of science fiction, autonomous attack drones eliminating human beings on the futuristic battlefield, crossed over into scientific fact. That's right. During the second Libyan Civil War, the interim Libyan government attacked forces from the rival Haftar-affiliated forces. With Turkish-made Kargu 2, that's Hawk 2, drones. Now, this is a report from the United Nations, among other places. They're programmed to attack targets without it requiring data connectivity between the operator and munition, meaning they located and attacked HAF forces independent of any kind of pilot or control scheme. Ooh, sound more and more like a Terminator? let's see here. Autonomous drones including Bell, Textron, M5, medium robotic, combat vehicles. You've seen them. They've been on the news. the M5 is an uncrewed 10-ton tracked armored vehicle that looks like a miniature tank and has a top speed of 40 miles an hour. Features a 30-millimeter XM813 chain gun and is designed to operate alone or as a wingman for M1A2 Abrams tanks and M2 Bradley fighting vehicles. Ooh, we're going to be fighting robots. Have the robot wars begun? I think they have. Now, there is a load of things in that most people can't comprehend because they're not familiar with the timelines and all that. But the history, if you look at some of it, now this is Egyptian carvings in stone that show Black Hawk helicopters, Abrams tanks, etc. Think about it. Think about that very carefully. Go look it up. I ain't playing games, any kind of games with you. What you got to realize is that we're at the, some people religiously refer to these as the end times. This is a lot more than end times. If we ain't careful, yeah, we'll lose it. Now, some of the idiots are looking at passing a bill. Now, we've already spent $8 trillion. Think about that number. And we didn't have the money. So the Federal Reserve was ordered to print it like it's going out of style. And they have been running the presses 24/7. Does that tell you anything about the value of the currency? If you don't got gold and silver, you may have some serious trouble. If you haven't prepped, like I've told you, food, water, a gun to protect it, and a place to hide out, you might be in a bad way. I don't like the doom and gloom, but until such time as the consensus changes and everybody and their mother-in-law picks up the phone, gets on the internet, and in some way or another objects, we're going to be in deep doo-doo. Now, you take this show that I've just given you and spread it like free beer. In the meantime, go out there, go about yourself, and get her done.